Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Right. Who do we have next? Vanessa. Vanessa Radain. Goeiemôre. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. Where are you from?
I am from Siyabonga Children's Home.
And you are based in, is it, am I right, in the Germiston area?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Well, tell us more about Siyabonga.
Siyabonga Children's Home currently house 38 kids. We are a children's home, a CYCC.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. yeah.
Okay. We have some orphans. We have children that are there because they can't be placed at home.
Okay.
They've been taken away from social development. Okay.
You're doing well.
I'm so nervous, sorry.
You're doing well. So you look after how many children?
38 children.
38?
Yes. Right. I am the house mother there. I run the home.
Well, no wonder. You need to breathe before you start your day. How do you even do it? Okay, so, and these kids are in the care of Siyabonga?
Correct. They're in the care of Siyabonga. They've been placed with court orders.
That's a lot of responsibility, hey?
It is. So everything that you do in your own home with your own children, we do times 38.
Nee, genade.
Feed them, we school them, we do homework, we do extramurals, we send them to gymnastics, we send them to rugby. They have a taste of real life. Mm. That is our goal.
Tell me something. When you're dealing with children like these children at Siyabonga, that have already had a pretty rough start from what it sounds like. Yes. I mean, rough enough.
For them to be placed.
For them to be taken away from their parents, from their homes, and then be placed in a care facility like yourselves. I mean, you're basically their second chance in life?
Correct.
That's a lot of responsibility.
You are their security.
You are their security.
Comfort zone.
You are their new family.
Mm. Correct.
Their friends.
Yes.
Does that dawn on you? I mean, do you start your day thinking, this is a whole lot?
Yes.
How do you do it?
With love. That's all you can do. You cannot replace their parents. You cannot replace what happened in their lives. All you can do is, for me, my goal is, how many times can I put a smile on their face?
Do they talk about it?
Yes, sometimes they have to. A lot of times the trauma comes through their interaction with other people.
And their behavior.
Their eating habits, have you. So you have to. You have to sit. You have to draw out. See where their strengths are. You have to find their strengths.
I guess that's kind of normal for any teenagers. They hit out in different ways. They express themselves in different ways. And then you as a parent must now figure out a way how to deal with it.
Absolutely. But I do also think the trauma of going, even though I'm in the safe space, my family could not take care of me. I do think that is extra trauma on teenagers that generally don't know how to actually handle their emotions or their feelings. So the work you're doing is absolutely incredible.
Between the two of you, you've got 5 children.
Not counting the dogs.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How much patience do you need?
Plenty. Just for my two. So I can't imagine being a house mom how much you must need. They just always need the reassurance. They always need the hug. They always need the love. So,
talk to me about non-profit. How does that work?
A non-profit organization is, it's the hardest thing. So the only money that you rely on is from the funding, from the government. Huh. And of course the community.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind you have to feed these kids 5 times, sometimes 5 times a day, because it's snack in between.
Mm.
So it's not just breakfast, lunch and supper. If you do a lunchbox, it's not just a piece of bread.
Mm.
You have to keep up. And they do extramurals, for instance.
I think most parents listening with one child knows how much they eat.
Yeah.
Okay, so times that by 30.
No, it's too much. What happened last year when it comes to this government funding? What did you have to do?
With the funding, you got a 12-month SLA, it's a contract.
Yeah.
So it's from April to May.
Okay.
March to April.
March to April, okay.
You only know you're going to get funding when the funding's in your account. So there's no you don't know. So you always have to have a little bit of a backup.
Yes. Mm.
My deep freezers must be full because that's part of the DSD requirements. Sorry, the funding requirements.
Okay.
Okay. Your health permits must be right, everything. Mm. The place that I have, I can house 70 kids. My permit says I can have 50 kids, but my registration says I can only have 36 kids. Currently, I've got 38 kids. It's actually supposed to be 36 kids, so let's stick with 36 kids that I have.
We won't tell.
Okay.
No.
So do you have to reapply?
I have to reapply every single time. Every year you have to reapply. You have to have documentation. Your fire extinguishers must be correct. Sure. Your permits must be placed and everything.
How's your funding doing this year?
The funding this year was the worst ever, especially with people like Epworth Home in our environment.
Why?
Closing. Their funding hasn't come through. They're not getting funding. We still at this stage don't know. We don't know if we're getting our funding. No. Epworth Home was approached and said they're not getting funding. They're closing their doors. Epworth Home has been running for 105 years. Sure. They've got 60 kids that they have to place either back at home or another facility. Very scary. That for us was, I'm still very worried. Yes, I've got the community helping me. I've started a pledge of 150 rand per person to help us. So I've got, in case something that does happen, I've got a backup plan. That's my thing.
Do the companies and the people in the Germiston area, do they come
the
through?
The community is wonderful. Is they it? Come and help with okay. my cereals, milk. Okay. Remember, 3 kilos of macaroni is one setting.
Wow,
10 litres of milk a day, 12 loaves of bread.
Yeah.
Do the maths.
That's my shout out. I'm always encouraged when communities come through and support their own when it comes to children's homes or any facilities like these. It's always encouraging, but it's often not enough.
Yes.
It's often not enough. And it seems to me you're the kind of person who worries about yourself and the people around you as well and other places.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Like now, I'm worried about the children at Epworth Home. Yes, I am looking after my children. I call it my children that they are.
So Epworth Home, they're also in trouble?
They actually closing their doors.
Oh, no.
Next month,
their place is up for sale.
Ach, nee.
No,
and now what
horrible.
Happens to the children?
Some of the children have been placed back to their parents. I don't know what the circumstances.
Oh,
some
ideal.
Of them have to go to other institutions. Yeah. And other institutions are also battling because we're not the only ones. They are waiting to find out if they're getting their funding or
and
not.
And you'll only know when it's in your bank account.
Correct.
Wow.
Well,
sure.
I'm tired just listening to this. Yeah. I don't know where you find the energy from, lady. I don't know. Because you worry about yourself, the kids, the children's home next door. Hats off to you. I salute you, Vanessa Radane, and everybody at Siyabonga. The best we can do is introduce you to kind people and fantastic people like Maria Pavli from Lotto Star. Listening to this, it's a lot.
No, it is a lot, and you cannot be commended enough on the work that you're doing.
That's for sure. Give them some good news, please. You're the bearer of good news all morning long. It started in Rustenburg already. What more good news do you have?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that we truly can't thank you enough for the work that you're doing. For taking care of and making such a loving home for 38 children it's unbelievable and it is truly commendable. And we want to help you to continue to do this. And in saying that, we would like to give you 148,000 rand for the home.
Okay, thank you.
There's even a big dramatic check.
I did. I brought a check.
One of the giant ones.
Because it's not sinking in. Would you like to show her?
Sure.
So she can see. She can see this. How are you feeling?
I can't talk.
Oh, look there. Look. Wait. Hold on. We're going to find it.
Here we go.
148,000
rand to get the ball rolling in your favor.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Lotto Star. This is a lot of money.
Thank you. Good morning,
Angels. It's a lot of money, and it will really, really help me just to motivate myself as well to carry on.
Yes. We want to motivate you. We want to support you. And we want to thank you. Good job, Angels. Good job.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.